morning, everyone. Welcome to our podcast, Two New Yorkers, A Thousand Opinions. My name is Pascual Cardone, and my co-host is Evelyn Calleja. Hi, Evelyn.
Hi, everyone. So nice to be with you. Oh, this week I'm not the lovely.
Yeah, no, I didn't want to just always say lovely. I figured, you know, keep you off guard there, you know.
It's... Really? Oh, oof.
Sorry.
So I am in New Orleans as we're doing this.
This is exciting. You've been there a few days now.
Yeah, yesterday was Halloween. It was a lot of fun.
A lot of crazy people out there.
Oh, God. You know, it's like Disney World for grown-ups. Everybody's walking around in costumes for days or weekend.
But you get parade, like beads. I mean, is there a parade? They throw the beads like Mardi Gras?
Here. So, yeah, sometimes there's a parade. I think the parade was last week.
Oh, okay.
So they kind of, you know, they parse it out. You know, the schedule of it is never around Halloween. There could have been a thing yesterday. We didn't know. We walked around, had our costumes on. We went to see our friend. He works at the Vampire Cafe.
Is that Richard?
That's Richard, yeah. Hi, Richard. Hopefully he's listening. And then after that, we had a drink there. And then we walked over to a Mexican restaurant. It was a lot of fun. And he joined us.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it was great seeing him. He is a ball of energy and the life of the party.
So is it crowded down there, though?
Well, it's crowded. A lot of people on the streets, you know. We avoid Bourbon Street. But yesterday, we had to cross Bourbon Street to get to the street to walk over to the restaurant, so we couldn't help it.
Right.
Oh my God, droves of people. So in case anybody's interested, I'm here this year, of course, without Orlinda. It's very sad that she had the first year without her. But her son, Zachary, his beautiful wife, Catherine, and their gorgeous kid, 3-year-old Skylar, they joined us this year. We're having a really good time.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
Yeah, so that's made it nice. So when I got here Friday morning, very early, my flight got in up at 7:30. So, you know, the room wasn't ready till 4. So I'm walking around the streets of New Orleans. I stopped, had a drink. Of course, I'm crying the whole time.
Carrying your luggage with you, or you couldn't store it anywhere?
Oh, I stored it at the property. Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay, you could do that. No, I'm sure it must have been horrible for
you. Yeah, very, very, very rough.
Oh, how sad.
Yeah. And then I went to have a little bite to eat early at Mina's Cafe for a little breakfast. And one of the women that works there, her name is Margaret. She was a friend of Linda's, so she was so sweet. So I was crying and she's hugging me. Oh, okay, you're here. You know, it's just really has been an emotional roller coaster.
Of course. But then I'm glad Eric got there the next day. So
yeah, Eric got here Saturday night. Yeah.
That's good.
So we've been having a good time.
Let me ask you though, is your drinking down a notch or two without Linda there? Because I thought
it's so funny. It's like been a little bit subdued.
Yeah, you're not drinking as much.
No. I just finished a mimosa. But yeah, no, it's been significantly less than it was for years.
Really? All right. Well, yeah.
More subdued trip. Yeah.
So this is going to be dropping on November 2nd, Wednesday. Yes. And we have two items to discuss.
Okay.
And the topics are All Souls Day, which is November 2nd. But the other one is very interesting. It's National Stress Awareness Day. And everybody really has stress, don't you think, to some degree?
Oh, everybody, yeah.
It's National Stress Awareness Day. So
anyone who's under stress could say, look, I don't have to be aware of this. I'm stressed out anyway.
I guess that's a way to put it.
Yeah.
But what do? You just And you have a cocktail.
Yeah, have a cocktail. Come to New Orleans. You know, New Orleans is really a great place. I mean, It's just
I've only been there for Mardi Gras once, and that was it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this is going back.
You came here when Mardi Gras is like the thing.
Yeah, I guess it really was about
Mardi Gras.
28, 29 years ago, maybe 30 years ago. Probably 30.
Wow.
I know, when I was a young boy.
Yeah, young and with your Speedos on.
And I had hair.
And you had hair.
My jewelry was always on. Good times. That's all I remember. Yeah. Good times.
Hey, maybe you could join us next year.
That would be lovely. I really would. That would be nice. I know this year was a little tough, but that'll be nice maybe for next year. We'll talk.
We come every year. So
thank
you. This would have been Linda and my 22nd year together here.
Oh my gosh. I didn't realize it was that long.
22. We started coming in 2000. The first time we came was for my sister Ilya's 50th birthday.
Wow. So Ilya's 72?
Yeah, Ilya's 72.
Whoa.
And then we decided to come for birthdays. So then that following year, we came for Carmen's birthday.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the following year after that, it was Linda and my birthdays. Even though I'm April, she's October, we decided to put it together. And then after that, we started coming for Halloween every year.
Yeah, because she loves Halloween.
Oh, she's such a Halloween baby, really. Really good place. And, I love that as you walk down the streets, everybody's in costume. There's just sort of a kind of a great attitude. You know, people are not embarrassed about being in costume. Obviously, they're taking it. I mean, some of these costumes are serious.
Really?
Lights. Oh, yeah. You should see the elaborate costumes. And you say, wow, they spent time.
Wow. Yeah, no, I give them a lot of credit. I really do.
Yeah, yeah, it's really good. So, yeah, all good.
Good.
A lot of drinking, a lot of eating.
That's the best part.
That's the best part.
So, on another note.
You've been very busy, sir.
Yeah.
Tell us.
What did I do? I don't know, always busy. Came back from Texas last time and doing the theater a few nights. School again. You know, another listing I have that I'm working on.
I know. Congrats. Great.
Yeah, so it's nice.
It's going well.
They're starting to come together, so it's good.
So, are you liking it?
Yeah, I am. Getting more involved with it. And, it's exciting. It really is. It's nice to help people sell their homes, help them buy their something. You know, it's
yeah, like rewarding that way. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's good. I enjoy it. But I was looking online and I have some breaking news.
Okay. Tell us.
Well, do you remember the wedding for Ben and J-Lo? And I thought it was going to last forever.
I know. I told you. That's not
good. Yeah. There's a little bit of unrest in the family there. They're having some conflicts, I heard.
Why? What happened?
I didn't get the gossip. I just heard that they were living apart and that there's some differences between them. She's very hard to be with, I would think. Very demanding, J-Lo.
Well,
I think that's super part of it's gone to her head.
Well, I'm sure she's used to getting her way.
Probably so. I mean, but this is your husband. You know what I mean? It should be somewhat equal at least. So I don't know. It just doesn't seem like it's good. His brother was trying to talk him down off the ledge. So we'll have to stay tuned and see what's happening with J-Lo and Ben. I thought it was going to be one of those last forever.
Absolutely zero
tolerance
for him. Because he's been through this already. Hasn't he?
In 2020. No, 2000 was it? It was 2000. That's when they were together, like 20 years ago.
Like, what did he think was going to change? If anything, she's probably gotten worse.
Thank you. I was just going to say that. She probably has after the last 20 plus years. She's more demanding. You know, everybody wants that wedding, the fairy tale, the parties, you know, look great in white. But, you know, it's the after part that you get a little bit like, all right, now the doldrums are going to set in. But of course, when you're that rich, what are the doldrums? I mean, It's not like taking the train to New York every day.
No, unbelievable.
So we'll see what happens.
And him too. Like, what did he think was going to change?
Thank you. Right.
He's already been through this.
Mm-hmm. The first time he went with her.
And he was married to such a nice girl.
Yeah.
Like, nothing's perfect, I'm sure, but.
So even when you have that much money, you still, you could be unhappy.
It's almost like they're always looking for the better thing to top what they already have.
Right, but that wedding that they had was like ridiculously over the top. You know, I mean, it's not even a year. And they're already having some issues. But what do you get people like that for a gift? That's what I want to know.
Well, honey, we're not in that world. You know, how would we?
Yeah. Not yet. I'm still waiting for Algeria.
I know. Gosh.
You know, they're pulling off the bandwagon.
Listeners, share so that we can become a sensation. The sensation that we truly know that we are.
In our hearts.
in our hearts, in our minds. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we have to start writing a letter to the Algerian people. Something. You know, maybe when you
letter, dear Algerian people,
you're flying over to London in a few weeks. Can't you just go by way of Algeria, make a little pit stop?
Yeah, no, we're going to Spain. We're not going.
Oh, Spain! I knew it was somewhere overseas.
We're going directly to Madrid from Newark.
Yeah, and from Newark. Okay, but you can't stop over the Algeria.
No, we're not stopping. Well, unless they send a plane for me.
Oofa! There she goes with the plane.
Hey, listen, lots of people have planes. Look at that Kim and her sister.
Well, it's it's her plane. But Kim borrows.
How does Chloe make the money?
I don't know. Does she have her own clothing line, Chloe? I mean, I'm not up on, I know Kim has the skincare that gives you a rash.
I don't know anything about that woman. I try not to understand.
Yeah, I don't want to know them at all. You know, it's just they're like a pimple. You just can't get rid of it.
We talk about them enough.
Yeah, I know. All right, we can move on.
That idiot she was married to. Oh, God, I can't.
Ooh, Yee? But he went from a billionaire to like a millionaire.
Did he?
Yeah, he went to like a billionaire because of that Adidas or Nike, somebody. And now he's like 400 million.
It's really? Amazing. How
big. Yeah, he really went from a billionaire to a billionaire. It was. I have no either.
That means not having a plane. If you're a billionaire, you could easily have a plane. If
right.
You're a millionaire, come on. No one's having a plane.
No.
Wow, I'm glad. I'm glad they got him where it hurts. The pop.
Yes. That's it. Hopefully nobody else will take him up on his offer. You know what I mean? The other companies, it's like, no, let him just shop at a mall.
Right. They're not going to let that happen. They're afraid because their customers are not going to put up with that. Are you going to buy a product whose spokesperson is spouting hate?
No, not at all. I would not do it.
People don't want to be bothered with that.
No, I totally agree. Totally agree. So again, it hits him where it's his pocketbook.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
I'm very happy about that.
Yes. Hey, I got a Google question for you.
Oh, Evelyn Google?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you know why a piano has 88 keys? Isn't that a Google question?
Well, it could be. I mean, I'm sure there's a good answer to it. My answer would be, well, probably the range of sound that they need to play a thing. So when was a piano invented? That's another Google question.
Geez, that's long. It's got to be before Beethoven. I mean, really?
Did you look it up?
No. I just know that there's only 61 and 88 keys. And the 88 keys gives you more chords than a 61, which is obvious.
So the range of sound, yeah.
The range of sound, like you said. But I didn't know why they didn't have, why 88, not 104. Yeah. That's a long stretch. You know what I mean?
Is it just arbitrary? Okay, I'll take an 88, 89.
Throw in an extra key. Hey.
Maybe we're in the space where the piano was fitting the first time. They said, you know, this 88 is the perfect number to fit in this area. You know,
when you think about the stretch of your arms, when you stretch your arms,
maybe that's the thing.
But, you know, with the small people, you can't play the piano. You don't have that stretch.
Yeah, so you move over.
Got an answer for everything.
Yeah, you could put little wheels on your thing on the bench and you move over.
All right, I'll go with that one. Thank you.
All right, so I'll have to look it up for real. Maybe our listeners will look it up and see how you know, we could be so wise, you and me. So what else is up to you? What have you been up to?
I've been playing the Powerball, but I've got nothing.
Us too. If you know, it's down
there. Yeah, but is it down there in New Orleans?
I'm sure it's the whole country. But no, I got mine in Florida.
Okay. Well, Monday nobody won, which is Monday, but
now it's in the billions, right?
Yeah, I know. I gotta really get out there and buy another one.
If one of us won, we could have a studio.
But not in Algiers.
No, we reject them. They should have got us when the getting was good.
Yeah, could have got us when we were younger.
That's right. When we didn't need them. Now we don't need them if we're a billionaire.
No, we can get our own studio anywhere.
That's right, our own stinking studio. We'll show them. Seriously, if you won the $1 billion, would you take money to put towards this podcast? Oh, look at that. You don't, what do you need, the lawyers?
There's too much of a silence there.
Wow. That is shocking, Pasquale.
I was looking out the window at the moment there. Sorry. of course I would. I would have a studio on our private jet.
Ooh.
Then we could fly around.
Spend the money on a jet. That's a lot of money.
I know. We talk about the pollution. That's the whole thing.
Pollution, the upkeep. You have to keep it gassed up and you have to have a staff. We don't want that. We just want a studio in Manhattan somewhere.
Right. Well,
buy an apartment and put the studio in the apartment.
Okay. But then we still have to keep
you. Bedroom apartment. You have one bedroom. I have the other.
And then the production, they have the production department there.
Yes. Well, the producer sleeps in my room.
I hope there's a written agreement somewhere, you know, fraternizing like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We better get, you know, the HR could get on us.
Thank you. I don't need another lawsuit here. Not that we had any, to be honest with you.
I know. Do you have any lawsuits? Thank God, no.
Thank God, knock on wood. Yes. Anyway. All right. So what about Twitter? What do you think about Elon Musk?
I think Eric told me now they're charging you.
Well, personally, he's a very smart guy, but I just don't like him. That's just my opinion. But anyway, he's a brain. He's got it. He's a brainiac.
Yeah, just because he's a brain and has money doesn't mean he should be doing that stuff.
No, and it's a shame. He really got rid of all the staff there, or a lot of the, you know, the higher ups he got rid of right away. And then he's going to get rid of other people. And in the beginning, he said he wasn't going to fire people.
Well, maybe he found that they weren't being efficient.
It's possible. I'm not a Twitter person, though. Are you a Twitter?
Yeah.
You are.
Yeah, and I post this. You know, I post the podcast on my Twitter account.
All right.
With hope that the people that are on my Twitter follower thing, that they will check us out.
Right, right. Interesting. Yeah, no, they're going to charge you something to use it. I saw something about that.
Yeah, Eric said, I said, you know, I'm not paying for that.
Well, that's what I thought. I said, I'm not doing that. Then I wouldn't do it.
No, absolutely not.
So, you know, he wants to make some money out of something. God bless him. That's all I say.
Well, if Elon Musk listened to our podcast and liked it, I would invite him to invest in us.
Oh, that would be lovely.
And I wouldn't throw him out for making crumbs.
No, you know what I mean? Not at all. I get it. I totally get it. We'll talk about it offline.
Yeah.
We'll strategize.
Making crumbs. What's going on in your dating life? Anything?
No, it's still crumbs.
It's still stuffed. Oh boy.
Now, I've really given up on that. You know what I mean? I've just thought about it. Because the other night I did go up to a bar in New Haven because a friend of mine was up there and he wanted me to say hello to him. So he was there with his friends. And, you know, there's a good 20-year difference between him and I. So it was just a friend of mine. And, you know, just walking around the bars, I'm like, no, it just doesn't. It was more of a Halloween weekend there, you know, and I didn't have a costume on. But it's that age difference. It just still gets me.
So yeah, I find you don't feel like it resonates to you.
No, it's still, everybody's too young. So I washed my hands that night and says, you know what? I'm done. If it ever happens, I'm not looking.
All right. You know, to each his own. You never know.
So it's just too frustrating. And the music, I'm not really into their music. Where's the disco?
I know. There's no disco anymore.
I know. But just some of the songs to dance to. So, yeah, so as far as the dating goes for me, I'm just putting that on pause for a few years.
So now in the clubs, it's all EDM.
What's that?
Electronic dance music.
Oh,
see. So when we were in our heyday, it was all disco music.
Right, EDM. Yeah, no, I'm just going to let it, I'm busy with other friends now. That's what I'm doing.
So you keep yourself busy. You do. A bunch of projects always with you. Yeah, I'm exhausted just even listening to you sometimes. After our podcast, I have to take a nap. You are just too busy, my friend.
Well, I try to not just be home every night. Not that I want to not be home, but, you know, there's a lot of people to see, things to do, and I keep busy that way.
Nice.
Although now it's going to start getting chilly out. It's like, oof.
Yeah, is it cold?
I'm not a winter person. We've been fortunate here in the Northeast, but you know, it's November 1st now. It's like, you know, it's coming, you know, it's like the
cold. Oh, yeah.
It'll be.
I don't envy you that.
I know. I just can't believe it is November already though.
I know. When I wrote the date, I'm like November 2nd.
I know.
Come on. That's already, it's like flown by. And this is our episode number 28.
28.
So we've been on air for 28 weeks.
And we haven't missed a beat. Not even.
Haven't.
No.
We may have to do a little break for the holidays. I don't know.
All right. Well, we can see. Because you're going to be traveling.
We'll announce it. We'll talk offline and then announce it.
Because you're going to be traveling for like, what, 8 weeks?
Yeah, we're going to be in Spain for eight weeks.
Wow.
And this morning, we just made arrangements to visit Mia and Martin, our friends that have a small house in Switzerland.
Oh, beautiful.
And seeing them at the end of the year. Yeah.
Well, that'll be fun. Make
the arrangements. How much fun is that?
Yeah. That is cool. But yeah. It's just going to be the two of you going over, or is Dustin and Sandra going?
Dustin and Sandra are coming, and so are Eric's cousin Yoon and his wife Ingrid are going to join us this year at Marbella.
Oh, cool.
But Dustin and Sandra leave on the 30th of November. They're only there 2 weeks.
Oh, all right. Beautiful. 2 weeks is a nice time.
Yeah. And Yoon and Ingrid, I don't know how long they're staying, but they're not staying that long. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Good.
So, yeah, we're very happy. We're like, yay.
Nice. And you're going to be there for New Year's.
We're going to be in Switzerland for New Year's, yes.
In Switzerland. Well, that's cool. So you're in Switzerland. I'll be on the cruise.
Oh, that's right. I forgot you're cruising this year.
Yeah, I'll be down in the Caribbean that week. It's a quick 7 days. And then afterwards, I'm going to see you at your place.
That's right. Yay.
I'll see you January 4th.
So an early birthday for you.
Yes.
I know exactly where we're taking you already.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, it'd be nice to get to see you guys.
So yeah, we're very excited. Yeah.
Good. So other than that, I'm pretty good. I don't know. What else you want to talk about?
Well, we have, we've been talking 26 minutes.
I know. Should we let everybody off the hook instead of making it?
Yeah. let's see. What did I else? I really can't. I should write this stuff down, but you know, the excitement of being in New Orleans. I usually have notes. I didn't write any notes this.
You're on vacation. It's hard.
Well, the funny part about it is on Facebook, the pumpkin thing. That's so funny with Marie.
Right, I know.
She loves those pumpkin things. And it's almost like the Battle of the Pumpkins. Because I can't. Everything is a pumpkin here.
Well, when do they get rid of the pumpkins now? It should be done, right? After the holiday? After Halloween? Well,
I bet you it stays till Thanksgiving, this pumpkin business.
Well, now I'm going to have to really watch. I never thought of it until this time with you, but I will have to watch around and see the pumpkin.
Yeah, I took a picture of a sign in front of a bar, the bar that's actually literally next door to our property we're staying. And it had a pumpkin martini and a pumpkin chai latte and all this stuff. And I was like, enough is enough. But apparently, and also my friend Sandy in Florida, she loves the pumpkins. Everything pumpkin flavored. Not me.
Well, that's what makes the world go around. We're all a little different.
It makes the world go round. And with that, we should sign off and say goodbye. Right.
Ciao, ciao. Love you all. And
ciao, y'all.
Have a great time down in New Orleans.
Thank you.
All right. Love catch you. Up with you later. Love you now.
Okay. We'll speak soon.
Yes. Bye. Have a good one.
Bye, honey.